Thank you so much for calling Lisa here.
Hello.
Lisa? Yes, who's this?
This is Mary Johnson.
Oh, hi, Mary. Long time. How are you?
Oh, I am good, thank you.
Good to hear that. How are things going?
Well, not well, because I got a notice from Amazon KDP.
Okay.
That I had had a previous account and violated their terms and conditions, and that they had terminated that previous account.
Oh, my God. And can you share that email with me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And what's the next step? I mean, what exactly are they saying?
They're saying their policy is that once you've had an account and violated their terms and conditions, you can no longer have another account with them ever.
Okay, and, they do have a criteria. If there is any kind of duplication, for example, if the account details are same on two accounts or if there are multiple accounts with the same details, for example, email address, phone number, or the account details, if they are the same, they usually terminate the most recent account. Now, you share the email with me. You have my email address, right?
Yes, I do. But
if you want, you can take it down.
Can take what down?
If you do not have the email address, I can provide that to you. But I'm sure you have it because we have exchanged multiple emails previously. So what you need to do, you need to confirm. Well, tell me something. Is there? Do you recall any existing account before we published the book for you?
No, that's the first book I had ever gotten published.
Correct. But did you ever do purchasing through Amazon? I mean, before the publication of the book?
Purchasing, I have, but never any thing with Kindle.
I have identified the issue. Okay. See, when we talk about existing accounts or duplicacy of the accounts, the Amazon account that you have, since KDP actually is it goes under the Amazon umbrella, right? So whatever purchasing account that you have, if there is any existing purchasing account, your book was supposed to be published through that account. Now, since we created a new account, that hence the duplication. Let's do one thing. You share the email with me so that I can see exactly what they're saying, and then I can go ahead and reach out from my end to Amazon support and see what exactly we need to do in order to fix that.
Oh, I really would appreciate it because they have, and they had, you know, I've not been getting any royalties. It's, my book's not being printed anymore. But they said it is still being printed or can order through Google and Barnes & Noble, and that Gnome is showing in Google that Gnome is the owner of my book and not me.
No, that's not possible.
So, and it said if there were any royalties, it would be going to Gnome.
No, that's not true. You know that once we, created your account, once we did your publication, at that point of time, we took your bank details because we do not take any cut or share in the royalties and commissions off the sales that are made on the book. So that is a big no. And I can go ahead and re-verify that, because you can, in fact, you can do that yourself. The account that is there, tell me something, the account that got suspended, did you try logging in?
Oh, yeah, and it, I can't, it's closed, and it says I can no longer have an account ever with them.
Okay, if we had that account, you know, we could have I could have actually proven that to you, that the details that are there, it's actually yours. Because we do not put up our details on any books that we are publishing on behalf of clients. And the royalties are directly transferred to the client only. So that is pretty much it. You send the details to me. How soon can you send it? Like today, over the weekend, Monday?
I'm in the process of doing it right now.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, send it through. Give me some time till Monday or latest by Tuesday. Let me sort this out, talk to the Amazon support, see what they're saying, and then I'll get back to you with a resolution, okay?
Okay. Okay, go ahead and give me your email address again. I'll put it in my tablet here.
All right, just give me a quick moment. I am just checking if that email address is still active. Okay, take my Gmail account. That is currently active. It's Lisa, P as in Papa, Taylor, that is T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, 0911@gmail.com. You got that?
Okay. @gmail.com. All right. Thank you. Yes, I'll send that to you.
Okay, perfect. I'll be waiting. Okay. And as soon as you send it, I will try to reach out to Amazon support, see what they say, and then I'll get back to you.
I really would appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.